Howdy do. Welcome back to my podcast, guys. So it has been a hot minute since I have done a YouTube video. By a hot minute, I mean like a week. I started doing kind of weekly vlogs, and then it was just a lot to keep up with. So, you know, and I just decided I'm going to do videos kind of when it works a little better on my schedule. I'm going to try to do one video a week, whether it's a tip or, you know, a chat or a vlog. So yes, anyway, welcome back to the Hold Your Horses podcast. Welcome back. Appreciate it. If you are new here, welcome, welcome. This is only my third podcast recording. So I did a tip, and then this is my second chat. So today I want to chat a little bit about anxiety. Yes, anxiety. I know. Something that I think affects us all at one point or another in our lives. And for me, it's something I've struggled with for quite a long time. And it's obviously affected a lot of aspects of my life, including my horse riding and my training and, you know, my progression, you know, I think just throughout my barrel racing, kind of goals as well. So that being said, I wanted to talk a bit about my mare. If you know me at all, I have three horses. So I have two older horses, and I just bought a younger colt last November, which would have been November 2021. So we're coming up on a year now almost. And yeah, so I barrel raced my mare Flicka. She's about 20 years old now. For the last year, I kind of was off this summer because I was training my colt. But last year, 2021, we did the NBRA, NBRC, the Niagara Barrel Racing Club. So we rode with them for a season and had a lot of fun. It was great. And she did really, really well. And then I just kind of, you know, she just kind of lost her drive for it. So I felt like she cruised so fast to the first barrel, and then she would kind of just lose it. So what I wanted to kind of relate, how I wanted to relate this to anxiety was I feel like I created sort of a problem with her. So, you know, and whether it was a lack of knowledge in regards to barrel racing and you know, just maybe not having the right assets maybe mentors and the right skills to kind of have a good start to barrel racing. I just kind of winged it, and I should have probably got a coach but we made it through anyway. So got off on a little tangent there, but what I'm trying to say is, you know, Flicka and I there would be this big anxiety leading up, obviously, to the run, which, you know, I feel like most people kind of deal with. But the main thing where I went wrong was I created this anxiety in the gate or the chute. So right before I was about to go. And you know what? Kind of later on in her life, I felt like the more I held her back and kind of egged her on you know, the faster she would go for me, which, you know, could be true, but it also created this anxiety and this tension throughout her whole body. And then, you know, she would kind of brace, and that's where you can lose time as well. So I think I've learned a lot over the last little bit, but the moral to that little story was it created this really big anxiousness, big anxiety in me from, you know, when they call my name to head into that first barrel, to the point where somebody pointed out to me last week, they were watching me ride my colt, and I would do my circle, get on the correct lead, and not even going fast, just normal lope in the pattern, relax to the first barrel. I would hold my breath, and then my colt would kind of get bracy on me. And, you know, he would do struggle in that first turn. He'd do great in the second, third, because at that point I've got past that anxiousness, and I've probably come around the first barrel and taken a breath. But it's quite interesting when I look back at some of my other videos of myself and Flicka, my older mare, from a previous barrel season, I can see it. I can definitely see that problem I created, and it created a problem in her, and also kind of this pathway in my own brain, so that now automatically, you know, I become super anxious, and it's not something I want to you know, carry over and teach my colt to be anxious. So I want him to be relaxed and be able to just move freely around the barrel and not have this anxiousness in him, because he had a really rough start to life, and he didn't get, yeah, like I said, he didn't get the best start. He probably had a lot of scary situations, because when I got him, he was terrified of everything, and I know about his past, and it wasn't good. So, you know, he's kind of a rehab horse, and the last thing I want to do is create, you know, have him kind of take on my emotions and my anxieties from past situations. So, yeah, moving forward, I'm really, really working on my goals. My short-term goals right now are to just be relaxed, get him relaxed, and have him just feed off of my energy, and have that be a calm energy and a you know, reassuring energy, which in turn I think will help his confidence and my own confidence. And I think that'll just help everything. It'll help me stay more relaxed in my run, and which will help him stay more relaxed. And that's how you have a good run, without having a, you know, bracy, tense, anxious horse. So that's kind of what I wanted to chat a little bit about today. And so, yeah, that's my short-term goal. And I really recommend you guys set goals for yourselves. So I've got a long-term goal and a short-term. We'll talk about long-term goals next time, maybe. But short-term goals for me is relaxation. And that's a great foundation to have in a colt and in any horse, really, to fall back on. So because when things get tough and things get fast, you know, they really will fall back into those into that foundation, and you'll see where your holes are. So you know, starting with relaxation, I think is a good way to go, especially for me and Cash and I as a team. Maybe you guys feed off different energy, you're in your horse, but yeah. So anyway, nice to chat with you guys. That is my topic of the week: anxiety and just kind of different ways to deal with it. So for me, I just try to, sorry, I didn't really talk about, you know, exactly how I cope with it. So just obviously trying to breathe. Somebody also once told me at a barrel race, it was my first go. And she said, you know, just sing a song, like really like low and under your breath, just like sing a song, and it will force you to breathe. And that forces oxygen into your brain, into your lungs and your brain, and you know, which calms you down. So when you've got that lack of oxygen to your brain, that's when you can start to get really, really anxious and things start to go downhill. So also I reassure my horse. I talk to him a lot and say, you know, good boy, and he feeds off my energy that way. So and I've also been practicing yoga and a bit of meditation as well. And yeah, I think just being mindful of you know, being present, being in the moment, trying not to, you know, when you get in that saddle, your horse only cares about you in that present moment. They don't want to take on all the other stuff that you're dealing with. So when you get to the barn and you get on the horse, try to, you know, leave work at work, or leave, you know, personal stuff aside, and just focus on you and your horse and get the job done. And and yeah, good luck to you guys. Let me know, you know, in the comments if you struggle with this, or if you have any tips that you think might help somebody that deals with this. So again, thanks guys so much for listening, and I hope you have an amazing week. Cheers.